CBSI and the World. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And it's a pleasure to welcome the author of a memoir, Beyond the Rivers of Babylon. This is a story I do not know, so I go immediately into the time machine to June 1st, 1941, June 1. It's called the Farhud. Joseph, a very good evening to you. June 1st, 1941, you were in Iraq. What is the Farhud? What happened that day and the next day? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, too. June 1st was the beginning of a violent disposition when the mobs went to the Jewish quarter with unprecedented violence, killed, raped, looted the Jewish home in the Jewish quarter, and expanded to other quarters where the Jews were. It's actually the seeds of this, what is called Farhud, began just 2 months earlier, in April 1, 1941. And I was 10 years old when a pro-Nazi coup instigated by Haj Amin al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who fled Palestine after the British kicked him out, or he ran away, and came to Iraq with the same hatred that he has for the Jews in Palestine, and deep anti-Semitism.
So go ahead, please.
Yeah. So he created that coup, which the government fled, and began a hell of a 2 months from the April 1st to June 1st with Nazi propaganda daily on the radio and the newspaper. That culminated by June 1st, 1941. This terrible event has left me shocked, because I grew up with a happy childhood, believing Baghdad was my home and Iraq was my country. I realized this is not true anymore. We were fortunate. We moved a year earlier from the Jewish quarter where I was born. It's called Taht al-Takya, the Harat al-Yahud, or the district of where the Jews lived. And the Jews were about, at that time, something like estimated between 25% to 40% of the population. We moved a year earlier, as I said. And the expansion, the mobs moved from one house to another, and they did the looting and the killing and the raping. We personally, what we did, we strengthened our door by putting heavy furniture that the mobs, if will come, will not break it. We had a house, and next to it, garden, where a high wall with broken glass in order that people don't cross, and a chicken fence. And my brother electrified that, and the electricity there is 220, where if somebody touches it, it will die immediately. And I, as a child, took the hot water bucket up to the roof. We put some oil, and we start heating it in case of they come, that we can pour it on the mobs. Luckily, the mob continued murdering and killing. My older brother Eliyahu, who was 7 years older than I am, he went on his bicycle the day of the Farhud, the 1st of June, to visit his friend, because we didn't hear what's coming to our area. Immediately returned with tears in his eyes and traumatized. He went to the Shahr Ghazi, where the mob stopped the minibuses, dragged the Jewish passengers. At that time, by the way, June 1st was the feast of the Shavuot of the so dragged them. They were dressed up nicely and robbed them and murdered them. So he saw his body on the street with the blood, and he came back running home, and we locked our door and we stayed, fearing that the mobs will come. We learned from one neighbor to the others what was going on, because we did not have telephones or, of course, telephone or other communication. The only communication we had is Radio Baghdad. And at the time, what happened is the British forces arrived at the outskirts of Baghdad on the other side of the bridge and stopped there. They didn't enter. That 2 months, they were the struggle between the British and the pro-Nazi government. But the British got the upper hand. They brought some airplane, and the leaders of the coup fled. When they fled, there was a vacuum, and that's how the mob started, supported by the police, by the soldiers, and the Bedouin. They used to live outskirts of Baghdad, and they came in a rampage to do what the Farhud called.
June 1st, 1941. Malcolm?
I just want to say, I know that you're speaking for the American Spidey Federation on this, because most people identify the Holocaust with Western and Eastern European, but there is a story about what happened in the Arab Muslim world, and especially this case of the Farhud is very dramatic. Could you say what long-term implications do you think this had between the neo-Nazis and Nazis at the time and the Islamists, the extremes that they forged in that time that continue to haunt us?
We just have a few minutes, Joseph.
Yes, I think it's at that time it was very traumatizing for us, the Jews. But the connection with them is very deep. And you can see the pictures of the Haj Amin Husseini with Hitler and mm-hmm. the Serbs that he tried to organize. And it continued even today when the Islamists identify and they say Hitler didn't finish the job, we will do it. Let me add that there were some wonderful Muslims that stood up in front of the Jewish homes to protect their friends. So not all of them are that kind of that bad.
Joseph, how did you escape? How did you get away? Tell us quickly.
Okay. After the Farhud, things calmed down. Some people were able to leave, some didn't. And I was hoping that finish my high school and to get out, because I saw no future. But things become worse again in 1948 after Iraq and other four countries attacked Israel and failed. And so they started arresting and torturing Jews, accused them of Zionism, and culminated by another September 11 event that stuck in my mind and made me hysterical. One of the leaders of the Jewish community, Shafiq Adas, was accused of helping Israel, and he was hanged in public square.
We just have one minute, Joseph, 1 minute. How did you get out?
And then I decided to get out, so I arranged to travel from Baghdad to Basra, and we got a small boat. I call it boat, but it's really a raft covered by hay. We hid under that hay, and we crossed from Basra. Unfortunately, we got stuck for the night, but we crossed from Basra to Iran. Iran was very friendly. They took us, and from Iran, I left, and I was able to fly to Israel.
Joseph Samuels is the author of Beyond the Rivers of Babylon. He also wrote most recently his presentation of Farhud for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.